want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
What was on my heart this morning was the word no, and how poorly Christians use that word. We're just terrible with it. We need to use that word more. And so I was thinking about, you know, why don't we? Why don't we use that word more? Why don't we use it? Because no is just as important to your righteousness as yes is. You have to say yes to God and no to everything else. It's kind of like when you got married, you took a covenant that you would say no to all others and yes to your spouse. And so it's very much like that. Isn't it neat that God gave us marriage to help straighten us out? We think it's to have pleasure and all that stuff. No, it's to straighten you out. So it's to get rid of your sin in your life. It's to undo the carnal thinking. And your spouse is designed to be the thing that helps you get free of that. So Jesus, back to the no thing, Jesus said it this way. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Then he added, just to clarify for you, that everything else is sensual and of the devil. So when we go back now to marriage as an example, the covenant of do not commit adultery is really just to underscore that covenant. And the whole marriage thing is to underscore what our relationship with God is like. So we have to be able to tell people no. And you know, when they're drawing your affection, and they're pulling on you, and they're, you know, and you know, if you tell them no, you're going to have a lot of wrath come at you. And so you don't want to do it. So you avoid them and you put some distance between you and them. Well, guess what you're doing? You're committing a kind of spiritual adultery, because God said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. If it's right, then you have to be able to back that up with a clear answer that just says yes and no. I've only met a few people in my lifetime that do that well. Most people just get mad that they dared to make me have to say no. They ought to know better, right? I shouldn't have to tell them. Why can't you just say no? Because it's not about them. It's about you and your own faithfulness. It's about you keeping your covenant with your righteousness. If you can't say no when there's a request for something that's unbiblical, it's just their lust, it's just their desires, and you know it's not yours to give, that's what you got to refer to. It's not mine to give. Isn't that what Jesus said when the disciples and their mamas were trying to get the right hand and the left hand, right? Well, you know, we're arguing over something that we're not even entitled to. So we're arguing over, I'm going to sit at his right hand. No, I'm going to sit at his right hand. I'm the best disciple. Did you see me when I called down fire from heaven? Did you see me when I healed the sick? Did you see me when I was the one who brought him the basket? I get to be at his right hand. And what did Jesus say? It's not mine to give you. Shut your face. Why are you arguing over something you're not entitled to? And it's not even mine to give you. Who makes that decision? God does. Now we're in a big heap of trouble, because now we better have some righteousness on board. So what we have to do is line our answers up with, would God say yes or no? We don't have the right to make that decision. Would God say yes or would God say no? We have to ask him, what do you say, Lord? Do you say yes? Do you say no? What's the answer? If we're really wise, we're going to find out what it is and then do like Jesus said and let your yes be yes and your no be no. Add nothing to it. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to justify your answer. You can do just like Jesus. That's not mine to give. I'm giving that to the Lord, and I got to tell you, I can't answer that for you. Let them go find their own answers. You're not their provider. God is. You're not their source of strength and righteousness. God is. You can give them a scripture, but if they're in that mode, you know they're not listening, and they're not going to like your no. How many of you like to be told no? I don't, and that's why you don't want to tell them no. So get over your own rebellion. It'll get easier, right? Just learn to be obedient in your own heart. And of course, we all working on that. And then it's going to be easier to say, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that. It's not mine to do for you. But God might. So let's pray about it. Amen. This is what the Bible says about the end times. Because of lawlessness being rampant on the earth, which we're seeing, right? It's like, what are these people thinking and doing? That just the whole political arena seems to have lost their mind. And it's like, the people aren't telling them to act this way. Why? What's going on? It's lawlessness. When we were in Okmulgee about 20 years ago, things were pretty civil politically, sort of. There wasn't much out there, right? It was just kind of like same-o, same-o. And the Lord told me the spirit of lawlessness is already at work. Where? Well, now you don't have to ask where. It's everywhere, right? Well, this is what the scripture says about lawlessness. Lawlessness is when people violate the commandments of God that call for goodness and make it available to every person. Well, when lawlessness begins to flood the earth, the most dangerous thing is not the lawlessness. See, that's important to know because that's just bait. The enemy has set up a trap. The bait is the lawlessness. That's not the danger. So bad things happen. They happen in life. The danger is that you become offended. Because if you become offended, you forsake your own salvation. Did you hear me? The danger is not that wickedness is just flooding the earth right now and that people are falling away from Christ. I saw a picture on Facebook where they were mocking aborting Christ in a bloody abortion. They had Mary and they had blood and they were pretending to abort Jesus. Now you can be offended or you can have pity because Jesus said what on the cross? What were some of his last words? Father, forgive them for they don't know what they do. He wasn't being nice. He meant that. They don't know what they're doing. And you have to keep that same stance as you speak out and be active and say this is wrong and no to abortion and no to homosexuality and no to greed and corporate corruption. Say no to all those things. But don't let your heart become offended. And listen, the political thing, we can get all, you know, and start becoming bigoted towards certain people groups. You have to be careful with that. You can't allow yourself. That's just not even a privilege. That's not a luxury. That's not something to want. That's something to reject. And to say that God died and rose again, it's his power that we need to focus on. Because this is why we want to be bitter. This is why we want to be offended. It's power. It's power to be offended. But it's the lowest power that there is. It's power, it is, because you can protect yourself from being offended again, right? I'm going to put up fences. I'm going to put stronger locks on my heart's doors. I'm going to make sure I remember this so I don't forget. And it's these certain things that let that happen. But when you do that, you're locking out God and you're locking out others. So it's very important. Now, you don't become lawless yourself and endorse lawlessness. That's not mercy. That's chaos. So you still have boundaries and borders, but your heart cannot be hardened to them. You have to keep it open. So this is a question that the Lord kind of gives me a checkup from the neck up with. If there's a Saul that comes into your life that I've converted, would you hear my spirit and accept him? Or would you make him pass the test? Would I have accepted? Would I have been like Cornelius and accepted Paul into my house after he's murdered all my friends?
what I have said, truly God can convert him too. Truly God, truly the gospel, truly the gospel has the power to win even Saul. Is that my faith? Or am I so guarded, so protected that I don't believe the power of God? Instead, I believe persuasion. Talk them into being good. Tell them where the rules are. Put up good fences. It's the power of God in the gospel, not our ability to persuade. It's his power. Amen. So we need to agree with one another. We need to come together and pray for the lost. They might not convert, but that's not our business. That's between God and them. Our job is to preach the gospel. Our job is to love them unconditionally, but at the same time, don't agree with their sin. Set up the righteousness. Tell them what's right and wrong, but love them in the saying of it. Draw them with a gentleness in your heart. And if it needs to be severe, so be it. But make sure it's the Holy Spirit and not you defending yourself. Amen. I believe that the Lord gave this word this morning because some of you need to release your power that you're taking. Because you can't have God's power. You can't have his power until you release the power you're holding on to. That power is just a trap and a snare of the enemy to keep you out of the kingdom. It's like the little monkey who reaches into the hole in the tree to get some nuts, and then his hand's full of nuts and he can't pull it out. You gotta let it go so you can be free. So this morning, as we're worshiping, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, and you should ask him to reveal to me, Father, where I've put my hand to take a hold of something that is going to bring about my destruction and the destruction of everyone else that I have a message to deliver to. Father, I pray that you cleanse my heart of all offenses. I pray you reveal it to me.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.